Every year, the U.S. Library of Congress compiles a list of 25 important records to be placed on the National Recording Registry, with a mandate that they be preserved for future generations. The registry is a way to immortalize our audio culture, a recognition that our recorded heritage is an asset that merits maintenance and preservation, just like our highway system and our national parks. This year's list has some great stuff. All kinds of styles are represented. There are some spoken word recordings, notably the very first broadcast edition of All Things Considered, but also Thomas Edison's first wax cylinder pressings and some live comedy from Richard Pryor. The list traces the beginnings of rock and roll with Big Mama Thornton's 1952 version of Hound Dog, and also shows how far rock could go with David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust and Talking Heads' Remain in Light. It's nice to see the Memphis Stack sound get a nod with In the Midnight Hour by Wilson Pickett. Jazz, music theater, country western, and classical are also represented. Many of this year's registry entries are political artifacts, reflecting turning points in American culture. There's Lift Every Voice and Sing, not just a popular gospel hymn, but also the anthem of the NAACP. And there's Judy Collins' version of Amazing Grace, sung to protest the Vietnam War. Likewise, NWA's landmark rap album Straight Outta Compton, crass, inflammatory, influential, and impossible to ignore. If you go to loc.gov, you can find the full list and get a good feeling knowing that our musical history is being treated as a national monument.
And we welcome you into Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, of course, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Fletcher.
And we're coming out there with Putting on the Ritz. We've got a number of songs here from the National Registry this year. Let's talk about that one just for a second.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Comes from a movie by the same name. Irving Berlin wrote that tune in 1930. It was between that one and another entry in this year's registry, Judy Garland's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Couldn't decide between them.
Tango gowns upon the bevy of high browns from down the levee, old misfits, and how they're putting on the Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Bell goes. Every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Grabbing elbows, come with me and we'll defend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits. Just putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz there from 1930. We'll just take a little journey through time here as we go through these songs that were put on the registry this year, moving along to the Chuckwagon Gang.
Yeah, this recording is from 1948. I like it because it harkens back to back when radio was so live. This group of singers was a gospel group that had, I think, a 37-year recording contract. But they made their name as radio performers, live radio performers, which is what happened back then. They had already been together since 1935. So old hands at this. And this is a really popular recording by them called I'll Fly Away.
I'll fly away, fly away, fly away. When the shadows of this life have grown,
you mentioned in the piece Big Mama Thornton with Hound Dog, people, of course, familiar with the Elvis Presley version, but she recorded it first.
Yep, 3 years before. I love this song. You can see how it bridges, you know, the divide between, you know, early blues and rock and roll.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Your tail.
Another tune from 1960. You mentioned in the piece that some jazz was represented, but you didn't mention any particular pieces. This one from Wes Montgomery.
Right, yeah. I don't know, maybe my favorite guitarist? But this is a really great example of him playing some really amazing bebop lines. This is a tune called Aerogen, which was written by Sonny Rollins. The tune Aerogen, the name of the tune, is the word Nigeria spelled backwards.
I agree with you. It's great to see Stax recognized here. Wilson Pickett is one of my favorites.
Right, yeah. Back in the 60s, there was Stax and also Motown. Motown, I think, gets a little more airplay than Stax, but Stax has this kind of gritty Memphis sound. You can hear the Memphis horns on this. Not much more to say except go ahead and dance to this if you want. Move to this groundbreaking album by David Bowie. The album's called The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. One of the early concept albums, he creates this persona of this kind of fallen rock star. And this tune, Moon Age Daydream, exemplifies how a song can get really epic. He adds a string section, there's these crazy studio tricks, like there's an echo chamber. There's an amazing drum sound in this one. It's real close mic drums, which was a new sound at the time. And it just goes on and on and on. It gets huge. This is David Bowie, Moon Age Daydream from 1972. We'll be right back.
coming out from David Bowie there. We'll wrap up with definitely one of my favorites, something that I'm really happy to see on here, Talking Heads.
Yeah, this is an amazing recording. The album is Remain in Light from 1980. This song typifies the album. It's called Born Under Punches. They were doing all kinds of experimentation with their producer, Brian Eno. They went some really crazy directions. They were really influenced by African drumming at the time. So they brought in all these African drums and kind of African sensibilities also. So it doesn't operate like a lot of pop tunes. You know, there's kind of an understatement about it and sort of an emphasis on this groove and kind of a communal aesthetic, if that makes sense. But anyway, I love the song, Born Under Punches.
Born Under Punches!
And we'll go ahead and leave you with Talking Heads as we close out Musical Space this week. Mark, thank you so much as always.
Oh, thank you, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Mention it. No thanks.